Toyota Yaris Cross is based on the small urban hatchback and takes advantage of the increasing trend towards SUVs. The Yaris Cross is available in 9 variants with a choice of new petrol or hybrid powertrains, front-wheel drive or electric all-wheel drive, and 3 grades, GX, GXL and top-of-the-range urban. We drove the all-wheel drive urban hybrid version packed with a heap of safety features and aims squarely at inner-city dwellers or young couples. Powered by a 1.5-litre 3-cylinder hybrid petrol engine, provides a maximum combined output of 85 kilowatts and drives through a CVT. The all-wheel drive version gains a third electric motor generator to drive the rear wheels in slippery conditions. It is economical, though, at an ADR figure of 4 litres per 100 k's. The interior, while liked by a few people that sat in it, isn't to my taste, reminding me a little bit of my 1986 Corona. Toyota doesn't make many mistakes in its lineup, but I'm struggling to see why someone would buy this priced at $37,990 plus the usual costs over a slightly larger CHR Cobra that is better and cheaper. I'm Rob Fraser.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.